think that's the way I feel anyway.
And I kind of think that, you know, part of my thought process is with it being more of a sponsored event for the county, I think there's some freedom in that mm-hmm. as well.
It's not all
one-sided, right? There are pros yeah. and cons, but I think that there is some freedom mm-hmm. in that as well.
Yeah, we didn't have to get the bids.
Well, you may want to get bids, but,
right? But it's not required.
The procurement isn't
yeah.
as it's as deep as you want it. Good point.
Like I said, mostly the logistics were just my sure. concern, which if you guys are okay with us kind of being sponsored.
And making sure that it was even permissible to carry it out.
Yeah. So I think we're all on the same page, it sounds like.
And you've looked at the calendar and there's no conflicts?
Nope.
So. And it is in conjunction with the Dinosaur Rodeo.
Which was Dustin's intention.
And that.
That's awesome.
I mean, it would, even when, because Cow Country used to be in line with, didn't it, Dustin? Cow Country was in line with Vernal before they changed their dates.
We were all that weekend, and then last weekend, Vernal switched it, and they had a sold-out crowd. Everybody was there, and all the contestants showed up, so that's why we picked this weekend to try to lure those guys over on Friday or Saturday, and I don't think there's a whole, like, there might be Eagle Mountain and a couple others, but if you get enough, if we can get enough out of money, that's, you know, only an hour away, so.
Well, and it'd be, what if we decide that's an open sanction, so it's not like a sanctioned.
It's an Emmy.
There's not, yeah, there's no Pierce here, or Pierce.
It's just an open board, I think anybody can go.
And then there'll be, I think we talked about doing like a section of 10 bulls, then it's 4 broncs, 10 bulls, 4 broncs, and then end with 10 bulls. Pretty good.
That sounds really awesome.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really cool.
Okay. So. Well, has anybody got their thought process together enough to articulate a motion?
How are you going to run the ambulances and stuff? You got that figured out?
No, not yet. I guess that would be a discussion. You know, we need to go to the EMS board and see what they would do.
Yes, seeing that's not the county.
Yeah. That was also, I guess, a decision for today. So. But we can go to them and see if they would be willing to donate maybe some for the cause or whatever. You know, we can see what we can figure out with that for sure.
And that sponsorship you got, it would be more than the $20,000, or is that our sponsorship would be part of that $20,000?
What do you mean, $20,000?
On your revenues, you're showing $20,000 for sponsorship.
That's just an estimate, yeah.
Of the total.
Of the total, yeah.
That's just what I was wondering, though. Is that the total? Is that if we do it as a sponsor, is that going to change that number? Do you still want that much besides the county, or?
That's just a total estimate of how much in sponsorships we're going to get. That I wasn't including anything from the county.
No, but I mean,
because your time.
But yeah, because my time and using the event right and things like that. There wasn't necessarily a monetary value that we were estimating from the county.
But okay, so I'm just trying to.
If the county would be so inclined to do a monetary sponsorship, we would absolutely be open to that. But more so the county sponsorship of like my time, maintenance time, using Eventbrite and doing the beer sales, that's plenty sponsorship enough for us.
I would be a proponent of monetary sponsorship as well.
As a major sponsor.
Yeah, and if you guys are so inclined, we would definitely appreciate that.
Is there, do you have an ask, knowing that there's a willingness for the county to contribute monetarily as a sponsor, do you have an ask of what you would like us to contribute monetarily?
You want to huddle?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I guess with that one, I would say at least $4,000 to be added to that. And
I guess also, like, taking up, like, not wearing the radio hat, just wearing, like, my tourism hat for a second, I would need to know where you guys are anticipating pulling that from to be able to also have that kind of dollar rate.
Well,
four, five, whatever. I mean, at least the major sponsor would be amazing, but 4,000 would be amazing.
So, with I think the logistics, I think you're hearing what I hear you speaking of. I guess I need a little help based on how TRT wants to operate. They're up to 6,000 on their grants,
but 3,000 is so we were anticipating 2 grants. Because 3,000 is the maximum. So we're anticipating having 2 events for this year that could be sponsored by that. Which, if we receive a sponsorship from the county, we would apply for that. So there would be 2 extra.
But the county would be applying for it through the TRT board. That's where I'm trying to get to. Is the if the county wants to sponsor it with TRT money, what's the logistics of how that would occur?
That,
at least to what you could anticipate, that board anticipating.
I would think we could pull, like, extra up to, I mean, within discretion, we could probably pull extra out of the marketing, because we did have that additional marketing funds that was put into there as their last.
And you feel like this could fit into marketing it as well? Because it's the county would get the signage and whatever
right.
else.
Yeah, so things like that. But the 6,000 we have were like 2 other events, like the snow rally or Lucerne Fishing Derby or
even
things like that.
Even if the county commission were would make a recommendation above and beyond the current approved budget by the board, the TCOG board, I think they would consider it out of the fund balance. We do have money in the fund balance, one-time money in the fund balance that I think they would consider if we were to make that request to them. I would propose that this maybe that we make a request for this event above and beyond the current budget of the TRT fund, the TTAP board. And their proposed budget. And I'd say I like 5,000 better than 4. I think it just sounds.
Well, then I have to go to 6.
I think it just sounds better. That's what I had 5 in my mind.
I know, right?
Would you say 4 for the?
Jack said 4.
He upped it, so it's your turn to be the to be the shining star.
We would definitely be very.
My intent wasn't one of them. It was that's just what was in my head.
Oh, I know.
You're going to drop them both.
I could.
No, you're good. Hold on for just a sec.
We're on a roll. Don't say nothing.
Well, he's. I turned him down because it's all I'm hearing is wind.
Well, at least he didn't go to the bathroom or something.
I'm back in.
Maybe he did.
They're considering a monetary sponsorship, Dustin. They were Matt proposed 5,000.
But I was serious. If you guys want to get together and have a discussion about,
so it's not quite so. Yeah.
Hold on. Randy said something at the same time. What did you say?
I said you're getting all this stuff done. I don't think you need one phone anymore, do you?
No. If you'd want to hang up, but you can.
Okay. Well, you just let me know what I need to do, and then I will talk to you a little later.
Okay, sounds good. Bye, Dustin.
Thanks, Dustin.
He probably is like, let me get back to work.
Yeah.
I don't know. Peg, do you feel So we need to have a private huddle about...
Well, I mean, that's very generous of you because we weren't going to ask for any...
We weren't anticipating
getting any funding with budgets and things being as tight as they've all been. So, whatever... I mean, it's a very generous offer.
Well, and it puts you guys in a conflicted spot because of your involvement with TRT, with the 501c3, with the rodeo, and all three. Believe me, I'm sympathetic, empathetic at least.
Yeah. So we would be very...
Well, I think to set the tone for the sponsors and to get them all rolling, I think it's appropriate. And it's not out of line of what we do for other rodeos. And I love the timing. I think it is a great kickoff to the season. I think it'd be fantastic.
I think we're going to pull some pretty good names too. Dustin's got a lot of connections.
Yeah. Well, and the diligence, getting the committee organized and the budget and bids, and you're off to a good start, and we want to help that to be successful. So I'd say we could have the conversation about where exactly to fund it from, but I think we can find the...
Either from balance, or I would think that we do have the extra that came into marketing. So.
And I think there's some other things that could happen, probably in a discussion outside of the meeting, that could make that work more easily for TRT, that relative to other events and what they offered as a recommendation to the commission, where we could maybe make something work that way too. And we can speak in more detail later. At least administratively, to brainstorming. Not necessarily make the decision, but brainstorming.
Sure.
But I will make a motion to... Well, it's your decision in terms of what the request is at this point. I don't think it's our decision to make in terms of if you're coming to us for a sponsorship based on the conversation or coming to us as a county event. To get a yes or no vote, I would suspect that you could, based on what you said, you could live with it being a sponsored event, and I would make the motion that we concur with it being a sponsored event, and that it be, and that we provide a $5,000 sponsorship, as well as use of some county things that would be reimbursable back to the 501c, and I know this can't be restated easily, I'm sorry, but with a reimbursable amount to the 501c3 for any revenues that are collected through beer sales, ticket sales, and the Eventbrite part of it. The sponsorships would go straight to the 501c3, and you'll have to figure out those parts. So maybe before I make the motion, I want to make sure I understand it, and then I'll make a motion that might be more succinct. The 501c3 would work with the 501c3 to figure out what the best way to have the checks written so that the people making the donations can get the benefit of it being a 501c3. Right. And then however the bookkeeping will occur through the 501c3. And then the county use of the property and those things, it would be another event added to the maintenance, TRT-funded effort. The water truck and stuff would have to be, at this point, would still be maybe, along with the use of the facility, that would be included in the use of the facility as we've done this year, until the sprinkler system gets put in, and then maybe have to look at, every event as they are independent, even though they're collaborative with the county, then it figured out as it goes. But to try and help get this rodeo off the ground, I guess my motion is to support it as a sponsored event, and with the recommendation of the chair that it be a $5,000 sponsorship, and that county equipment and dollars, or county equipment included in the sponsorship, would also be the utilization of the Eventbrite ticketing and revenue collecting program, as long as with the collaboration of the 501c3. Did I miss anything? I was trying to be succinct, not leave anything out.
No, I don't think so. Does that cover what I'll be doing, Matt, and what he said about the Eventbrite
beer? No, I'm not speaking to your time.
No,
I did avoid that because I think your job is already to help with different things, but your committee work has to be independent to keep the lines.
So my time as far as getting the Eventbrite set up, applying for the beer permit,
just kind of what you would do for any other non-county event.
Yeah.
And I think that's more of
a collaborative event.
And maybe that's more of just if you're looking for some direction there on how much time, that's something I think that we can probably handle administratively, you and I and Peggy, to direct priorities and time. And, you know, a lot of that ebbs and flows throughout the year with what time you have available. But
right. But
that's something we can do offline,
okay.
I believe.
Does that seem fair?
No, that 100% fair. I more so just want direction on it. I'm okay with however the conversation steers. I just want direction so that I think, just so I know, like you said, so it doesn't come down to it, well, you spent way too much time on it. Well, we didn't have a conversation about it. You know what I mean? That's more so what
sure,
I'm trying
sure.
to
No, that's a great question.
And I think, and my point is that with any of the events that are collaborative with the TRT, with the county, in whatever form in your tourism and marketing, that's where I see you being able to, whether it's a direct produced county thing or not, some of your time, and I'm speaking, you should have time for any event in the county.
I'm just trying to color inside all the lines.
Yeah, I think
and I realize some lines pop out.
Yeah.
I'm a terrible colorer.
I color outside the lines all the time.
Yeah, it's part of my picture.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I understand what you're saying, I think, is to know if there are sideboards, how to stay in them.
Yeah.
We'll work through those.
I think a big thing that needs to be kind of just have some more direction in these with this. We've talked about that, Matt. So.
Yeah. Okay.
So I think my motion stands to go forward with the sponsorship with the conversation that's occurred. I don't think that is my motion.
I'm just trying to figure out if I have to repeat what my second would be for. I couldn't do it. But I'll second it.
Well, give me a chance to restate. All right, we have a motion and a second on the table.
So I'll hold my second till he gets done.
I'll hold my motion as well till I hear how he
responds. Okay, I heard a motion was made. A motion was made and a second was made. And I'll restate what I heard.
With the opportunity to edit if I...
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep. The county... participate in the event, sponsor the DL Invitational event monetarily in the form of $5,000, and then in kind, in contribution through use of the arena, use of some other infrastructure like Eventbrite, collecting money through the county, the beer permit. Those types of things that would be more of an in-kind contribution, as well as some time from the tourism department in putting together and coordinating and helping make that event be successful. If I missed anything pertinent, or is that...
I would only say it, in terms of time, that it be relative to the county's particular involvement. The event, right?
Okay. Is that well enough for you, Steve, Randy?
You
know what you're voting for? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you for your hard work,
and
thank
you
for bringing it to us and being flexible.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you guys a lot for the consideration and the sponsorship.
Sure.
Definitely appreciate that.
Thank you. Okay, we are, I believe, well over time. We need to take a recess for our budget hearing. Correct? What time was that supposed to be at?
I don't know. It had a time.
There was a time. I think it was 10 o'clock.
It would have had its own.
It wasn't.
Do we have one?
It wasn't on our agenda, but.
Or does it have its own notice?
There was a notice. We're going to take a recess from the commission and RDA meeting so that we can hold our public hearing on the budget. And the time is 11 o'clock.